In 1845, the British painter Joseph Mallard William Turner embarked on a series of whaling scenes.
It's not at all clear that Turner ever saw a whale. His principal literary source was a book by Thomas Beale, Natural History of the Sperm Whale.
Examine the painting as you listen to the passage that Turner depicts from Beale's book.
The whale, after the last lance, immediately descended and again rose to the surface with great velocity, and striking the boat with the front part of his head, threw it high into the air, with the men and everything contained therein, fracturing it to atoms and scattering its crew widely about. While the men were endeavoring to save themselves from drowning by clinging to their oars and pieces of the wreck of the boat, the enormous animal was seen swimming round and round them, as if meditating a further attack. Often Turner's pictures are not well preserved. They're subject to damage in cleaning, and he used very eccentric materials sometimes. It has to be said that this picture is not in a perfect state of preservation. But you can read the shape of the ship, see its riggings, and see the small boats that are overturned by the whale. The tail of the whale is buried in the water, and the gray tones in the sky and to the right are mostly discolorations.